This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. CBO with more numbers, pretty much the same ones we've heard before, but we'll dive in that direction in a second. And then, of course, O.J. Simpson and the fact that on Thursday there is a great chance that he will be granted parole, that he will get out of prison, not exactly that day, but he, you know, would go through the process. He gets his parole hearing, let's put it that way. All right, joining us right at the top is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be here.
And thanks for your thoughts on my husband, Paul. The audience knows what's happened to Paul, and he is resting comfortably. Rest assured, he's all over politics, so he may be listening to us somewhere in hospital because he always wants to know what's going on. So the CBO with this 32 million more uninsured, now this is just numbers we've heard before, right? They're spitting them out again.
Exactly, yeah. This is a new score that was released in terms of what exactly this legislation would look like with just a clean repeal, and, you know, also what it would look like if you have the Ted Cruz amendment in there, which is a lot harder to score since there really is nothing, you know, comparable to the situation where you're allowed to have a situation where insurance companies are able to give, you know, low-maintenance healthcare plans in sort of a new arena that we have for healthcare reform right now. So we already know that the administration has pretty much written off the results of the CBO time and time again, saying, you know, they're pretty good when it comes to numbers, but in terms of predicting coverage, that's nowhere near their specialty, according to them. And that's something that they have, you know, fought pretty hard so far. So I would imagine whatever result we see from the CBO is already going to be tainted by the language that we've already seen come out by the administration.
Yeah. How about, so we jump from that to Trump saying on Wednesday he wouldn't have appointed Jeff Sessions as Attorney General if he knew he was going to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. What's that about?
A shocking announcement.
Shocking.
Nobody really knows. This was a very strange, item to come out of the news today. Trump actually sat down with the New York Times and gave this interview. So this wasn't sort of a gotcha question. This was something that, you know, he had time to prepare for. He knew that he was going to be quoted extensively. And nevertheless, we saw him saying that he would not have appointed Jeff Sessions, saying that Sessions should have told him earlier on, if he was going to be recusing himself from the Russia investigation. And then in addition to that, going on sort of a rant to saying that Comey essentially was holding information over his head with the dossier, as well as a whole bunch of other claims. So just a really bizarre statement on his attorney general, one that, you know, certainly cast doubt on, the future of Jeff Sessions within the administration. Previously, the White House has, obviously been more than willing to throw people under the bus. And in this situation, this is a big one. So we don't know exactly where this is going to go from here. But, you know, right now, just a lot of people in Washington are, you know, yet again shocked by some of the language coming out of the Trump White House, particularly in this one. For somebody who's been such a close ally of the Trump campaign, as well as the Trump White House, you know, Sessions in particular was the first senator to actually come forward and endorse Trump at a time where it was still very politically unpopular. And, you know, as we've seen time and time again, the Trump White House is one that, you know, just doesn't necessarily seem to reward loyalty.
Yeah, crazy. And then how about this thing with McCain being diagnosed with brain cancer?
This really is just a very sad story that came out today.
Yes.
We understand that McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Initially, it was said that it was sort of a relatively mild procedure, one in which he was just getting a blood clot removed. And now we know that this has taken on a much more dangerous turn. As a result of that, we've seen a lot of people coming out and wishing him the very best, including the President of the United States, Trump, released a statement saying that John McCain is a strong fighter and that his family, as well as the president himself, are wishing for his speedy recovery. Barack Obama issued a statement as well, somebody who, got to know McCain very well on the campaign trail back in 2008, saying that John McCain is a hell of a fighter, as well as an American hero and somebody who, you know, if anyone is going to beat this, it's going to be him. So just a lot of, folks in Washington in the political realm who are, just paying their tributes tonight to somebody who is certainly a, lion of the Senate, somebody who's a very colorful, very interesting figure in Washington, D.C., and one of whom, everybody's just hoping for the very best for.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, we'll be talking with you tomorrow, as I know we're going to be doing a big teachers thing. I've come from a family of teachers. It's so important to me, the American Federation of Teachers. That's in Washington, D.C., and, of course, because of my family situation, I was supposed to be there in person, but we're still going to have a special show on it, so I can't wait for that.
That's great. We certainly wish you could have been there, but we absolutely understand. And, everybody at Talk Media News is certainly wishing for the best for you guys right now.
All right. Thank you, Justin. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
So as Justin said, this cancer diagnosis is pretty tough. Senator Graham talking about John McCain's diagnosis says this disease has never had a more worthy opponent. Of course, those two are thick as thieves and have been friends for a very long time, and he was naturally asked about it, and he said, look, God knows how this ends, not me. That's what he told reporters, but I know that the comment I just said, that this disease has never had a more worthy opponent. And McCain is 80, and what happened was he was undergoing a minor procedure, as Justin was talking about, on Friday, remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's when he was diagnosed with that brain tumor. And then the decision for the family now is that they're considering treatment. They're considering treatment at the Mayo Clinic as they kind of, figure this all out. That's probably what's going to happen. They're considering what they're going to do. And it's the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix, which, of course, is where he's got a home. So not a shock that that would continue there. It's just a surprise diagnosis, given what he was undergoing and then what that diagnosis was. And on this show, we often speak to Dr. Stieg from the Cornell Weill Center, and we'll speak to him about that and about, the treatment and how that happens and how often does that happen. And of course, we've heard stories similar to that where someone has no idea that this is going on, and then they go in for some other procedure and then they find out that, oh, wait a second, look what's, happening in my body. And this is, again, one of those, moments. So thank goodness that they found that, and that it's pretty aggressive is what they're saying. An aggressive brain tumor. Mm-hmm. So having that surgically removed with this brain cancer. On the flip side, more miles to go. We'll fill in the blanks next on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. Do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land. And they shimmy.
Hey, Delaney, America Tonight. As I said, we've just really kind of scratched the surface talking with Justin about the big headlines coming out of Washington, D.C. But a couple of other things kind of hit the radar screen, you know, hit the radar screen for me. And part of that is it was because I was spending some time looking through, as you can imagine, some magazines and some newspapers and whatnot. I had a chance to catch up on kind of like what I would really call odds and ends. And part of the odds and ends included this kind of a follow. It is a follow. Very sad. We were talking about those flash floods in Arizona, and they found a 10th person. Wow. I mean, and they think that this one might be the final victim of the Saturday flash flood, and they, you know, are doing the whole DNA thing and whatnot. They had a helicopter crew scanning tributaries, and they were searching on the ground and trying to make sure with this intense search that they had found everyone they could have found that they knew were in this swimming hole. It was the strangest story. And the flood trapped the family. They were visiting this Cold Springs swimming area in a forest, and it was part of a whole birthday celebration. And very sadly, you I mean, really, the whole family wiped out. 2-year-old, a 19-year-old, the mother, 57, another grandson, 13, and wow, just terrible. So of all ages, you know, I think the youngest was one, and so it was a whole family. They just happened to be in that at the wrong place at the wrong time with the debris and the high water, and had no chance, really, you know, really no chance to fight it. How are you going to fight that? And they didn't have any survivors. Since we're on that sad slide, this other story just reminds us again of what is going on with kids and hot cars and leaving them in cars. I can't imagine being a police officer and then responding to this, but in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, police found a 2-year-old child that was left in a car overnight. A neighbor who saw the police at the scene said that, you know, they talked about the house and where the car was. And they found the child late on Friday. The child was left in this car overnight. And they're not releasing a lot of information on it, you know, how long they were there, is anyone taken into custody, you know, any of that kind of stuff. But the temperature that day was obscene to leave anyone in the house. I mean, a seven, you know, a baby, a young child, this young, tiny child. And they say that the temperature, like I was saying, got up to about 90-some degrees. And the 2-year-old was found outside a home owned by the Tennessee mayor. So there's more intrigue as to what is that about. And there are no great answers. There's no answers, frankly, on what it means and what it is. And they just haven't released any of that at this point, trying to figure out, which is smart because they're trying to sort it out before they try before they give the facts, before they give wrong facts. But it is an interesting area for this child to be found in. It's a well-to-do neighborhood, I guess, is the way to put that. So, and I mentioned the O.J. Simpson saga. Most legal experts believe O.J. Simpson will be granted parole at a hearing on Thursday. One of Simpson's lawyers from his murder case, Alan Dershowitz, says he's not so sure about that. He was on Fox News, and he said that Simpson's sentence of 9 to 33 years for a botched robbery in 2007, yes, was excessive and was retribution for his acquittal on a double murder charge more than a decade earlier. As we know that story, his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman. The parole board, is what he's saying, should not consider that when Simpson comes before them on Thursday, it's quite possible it will, is what he's saying, that he murdered his wife and her friend. Like, that's in there. Is that part of what determines what happens here? Because he says, look, most Americans think O.J. Simpson committed a double murder and got away with it because his lawyers helped him get away with it. And that's the 900-pound gorilla, is what Dershowitz said on Fox News, that's been in every room, the jury room, the courtroom, and maybe the parole room. So nobody can really predict the outcome of what's going to happen here or not. I think he walks because the sentence was pretty excessive. And yeah, he beat the whole murder rap thing, and that people may think that, all of that. But he's 70 years old. I just can't imagine that they're gonna deny him. The parole board doesn't want to look like they're keeping him, I think, because of the acquittal. They don't want to look bad, only to a certain extent, so they're not going to want that. And because of that, I think he walks. Now, you may feel differently. Do you think O.J. Simpson moves on, or do they deny his parole? 855-266-2283, 855-266-KATE. You can certainly throw in your 2 cents, or send me an email. I've got a ton of email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. That's the easiest way to do that. And a lot of you have already weighed in the last couple of days. In fact, the last couple of weeks on what you believe will ultimately, you know, happen here, whether or not he's going to see the light of day or no, stay in prison rather and keep serving more of a sentence. I think it doesn't flow right for the parole board, and they're already having issues with how many people they've got in their system anyway. So, will people that are familiar with everything that's happened with O.J. Simpson, will they be watching on Thursday? Of course. You know, it's scheduled to be held in Carson City, Nevada at 1 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. And, you know, whether people watch or not, they're going to certainly want to know what happens here. He's incarcerated in Nevada. He was found guilty of armed robbery and kidnapping. That's a specific deal in 2008. They say that the parole hearing will be broadcast live on a whole bunch of different, stations and whatnot. So I think people will want to know. I think some of you listening will want to know, especially you think about the FX Network series, The People versus O.J. Simpson, and then the even documentary that was made about him. There was interest in that because of everything that happened with Simpson in the original trial, the murder trial, and then this crazy thing that happened with the going after the people who had his memorabilia at gunpoint certainly raised the intrigue as well. I think people will pay attention to what the results of the parole hearing are. Stay with us. You can throw in your 2 cents, more on O.J. Simpson, and some other thoughts as well here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the best of America Tonight. I gotta love this music. Hope you're doing well. Kate Delaney hanging with you across America and elsewhere. A big shout out to my German friends who are listening. Yeah. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, darling. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine and frog fur. Listen, don't forget to tell Paul I said hi and wish him the best. Okay.
I told him.
Good girl. Now I got a joke for you. That's one I've told you a long, long time ago, but I've told you so many you probably won't remember this one. Okay? Okay, here we go. This guy goes into a hardware store, and he's looking around. His clerk, not being busy, walks up and says, "May I help you, sir?" And he says, "Yes, I'm looking for one of those little round files." He says, "Right over here, sir. They're called rat-tailed files. What do you wish it for?" He says, "I'm going to file down my parrot's beak." He says, "Oh, my God, that'll kill him." He says, No. He's got an excessively large beak. The vet told me how to do it. And that's what I'm going to do, and then he'll be able to talk. Right now, he can't. So the guy sells him the file. A couple, 3 days later, the guy comes back in. He's kicking over cans, knocking down brooms. The clerk runs up to him. He says, "Hey, I remember you." He says, "How's your parrot?" He says, he's dead. He says, I told you if you filed his beak down, it would kill him. He says, no, I think the vice did it.
That's good. I like that.
Now, I'd like to request a song for John McCain.
Let's hear it.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust. Wow.
I am
old.
Not a fan. I don't care. I am not a fan of this man. He has hated America ever since they left him in that Hanoi Hilton, and he's done everything in his power to hurt this country. From Keating 5 to McCain Feingold, you name it. This guy has been a thorn in the side of America, and he has this absolute hatred for the United States of America because he was left in that Hanoi Hilton. He thought he should have been rescued since his daddy was second in command in Vietnam. I know where the bodies are buried, and I know about this no-good dick. And they can claim hero all they want to, but as far as I'm concerned, he's scum of the earth. And so sorry if you feel anything different, but that's how I feel about it, and that's the way it is. Well, anyway,
always.
I
love it.
Well, I always tell you exactly how I feel.
You do.
I'm going to mixed words. I mean, if I tell you something, you can take it to the bank.
Yes.
Well, listen, I know you're busy and you've got to get to other people. But I just want to throw all that in, and I wanted to give you the joke first because it's better to give you a little bit of sweetness before you add in the sour.
All right, Dan, thanks. Oh, like I said, he never pulls any punches. Not a fan of John McCain, he says, since he was taken as a prisoner of war. I have a much softer approach, Dan, as you know, and I think it was horrific what happened to John McCain, and whatever you believe it did to him, I do think he tries to be a patriot. I do. I really do. And I don't always agree with John McCain either. Absolutely. I don't. But I'll say this. I certainly don't wish brain cancer on anyone. And it is aggressive and it is horrific what's happened here. And John McCain, on another side of life, forget the politics, from people that I know who know John McCain, they'd say, and they don't always agree with his politics either, they say he has done some wonderful things for a lot of people and not needing necessarily the spotlight on him to highlight some of what he's done. And I'll say it again, I certainly would not wish brain cancer on anyone. It's not, it's awful. But and he's going to need rest and time with his family and everything else, blah, blah, blah. And McCain was just reelected. So think about the Senate and that seat for 6 years. That's a key seat. Unless, if Arizona, if something different happens there, I mean, that seat's, you wouldn't want that seat to be in play numbers-wise if you think from the Republicans. But, I mean, too early to know anything until you know what happens with his surgery. I mean, there it is. Whatever happens with the surgery and the diagnosis, obviously, is a very, very scary diagnosis. I mean, even Bill Clinton said, don't bet against John McCain. Pretty much that's what you're hearing from Republicans and Democrats because they've either battled him or been on the same side as he's been, how many times. I mean, he's going to need chemotherapy, radiation, because that's part of that additional treatment you need when you're talking about an aggressive brain tumor. When we talk about For Your Health, we do these segments sometimes for your health. And so the whole thing of the brain tumor comes up. The brain, and we have had a lot of conversation this year about the brain and the significance in many different ways of our brains. And we've talked to people about Alzheimer's. We've talked to people about areas of the brain, strengthening areas of the brain. And when we talk about Alzheimer's, we've talked about music. We've talked about, it used to be do crossword puzzles and Sudoku, and every single day do that, because that will keep that will keep you strong from possibly preventing Alzheimer's. And now they say it's really like learning a foreign language, or even more, learning an instrument, learning something completely different for a different way to elevate the brain in a sense. Sounds funny to use the word elevate, and no doctor would do that, but that's my version of what they're talking about, keeping your brain healthy in that sense. And it is very scary when you think about Parkinson's and you think about Alzheimer's and what is it that triggers that, and how are we seeing these devastating disorders that seem to be increasing. What is it that you can, you know, what is it that you can do to prevent that, if there is such a thing? Because I think those numbers, and we certainly know that, those numbers keep climbing. And speaking of numbers climbing, in a different direction we go, let's talk about finance for a minute. You know, I always say this, I'm not a stockbroker. I have schooled myself on financial matters because I realized, if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? So I have done that for what that's worth. And we certainly have had many people on this show a couple of different times. I shouldn't say a couple of different, a lot. But we've had special segments that have gone on for years to give you different voices. And that's the whole idea. If you ever wonder, well, I really liked that guy. I really liked Steve Kelly. I really liked, Bonacorsi. I've had great people on the show, but the whole idea is changing different voices out to give you a different point of view of your future financially and what you can do. But I'll tell you what, stocks just flew out on Wednesday with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hitting massive records. Everything seemed to be higher. Technology was hot. The numbers are very, 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 very big, with some of those indexes I just mentioned being up, and looking at a couple of different signature, what I would call signature things to look at, like, of course, a barrel of crude. If you look at West Texas Intermediate crude, it rose 1.5% to $47.10 a barrel. Pretty big, right? If you looked at, for example, and jumping around, if you looked at iron ore, 2.7% to reach the highest level since May 3rd. And then you could look at the euro, you could look at the British pound, you could look at the Japanese yen, which fell a bit, but the numbers of our markets were very, very strong. And we've had a good year pretty much across the board, which is one positive for sure in the camp of this president, because he's the president, and that you get judged by the markets. There's no doubt about that. You absolutely are judged by what's happening in the markets. And here's a market that could be a little shaky. In Lima, Peru, union workers at 50 mines, they say actually even more than 50 mines in Peru, have gone on strike. And why? Because they're protesting labor reform that they say is going to really just cripple laborers' rights. Ricardo Juarez is the leader of the National Federation of Miners. He says the strike is indefinite, and 90% of the unions have joined. So why is this significant? Because the protests are targeting mining activity in the world's second biggest copper-producing nation. Copper, my friends, gets stolen out of lots of houses that are being built in the United States. Think of it, the price of copper. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. For another version of what I like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo! Oh, yes, bingo indeed. Okay, so we have Nathan Reeder, who is always with us. He's like the right-hand man, the left-hand man, and everything in between. Hi, Nathan.
Wow, that's big.
It is big, isn't it?
It gets to be big on the other side of you know, the radio. You really don't know where it is, do you? I'm everywhere.
Infinity, baby, infinity. All right, so this is crazy, and I'm just going to describe this for you. It almost looks like it's fake. You have the there was a photo that was posted, and it was like the photo heard around the world, of a cycler's legs where it looked like just chunks of meat with veins coursing through it. And what it is a Tour de France cyclist posts some shocking photos of his legs. And the legs of Paul Pojinski
show after 16 stages where he's like in 75th place and is, you know, off the pace, obviously, set by the leader, Chris Froome. He's got, you know, the toll that you take on, it takes on your body. It shows you the gruelingness of it. You know, this is a young-ish guy, and his legs look like it's a fake movie. Like, you know what it looks like? It looks like the Hulk, the skin of the Hulk. And that's apparently what happens. Is that worth it? To have Hulk legs? I'm saying they're really ugly. Like, it doesn't look real, even.
Have you seen cauliflower ear from wrestlers?
I have. It's so sickening.
You know, they have too, and they saw it before their ears got that way, and there's choices you make for your craft.
How did I know you were going to say something
Come
like
on,
that?
You know it.
Yeah, yeah, there's choices you make. Those are the choices.
Yeah, it is. It's about what you want to do in the world, go do it, and then
That's
you're going to have consequences. That's how it works. Take responsibility for it, and we all keep going. Don't you know, fart at someone for making their choices. They probably already smell it. They smell it before you do it, you know?
Yeah, there's that thing about you dealt it. Yes, I understand. All right, so you're saying bingo. Hey, you make that choice, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Don't whine to us and show us your legs and act like a baby.
Oh, no, you can totally do that. I'm just not going to feel bad for you.
I'm not going to feel bad for you. I love it. All right, do you feel bad for this guy? This is wild. It was National Hot Dog Day, in case you didn't know it. Do you like hot dogs? Oh, there's a pause
hot
there.
Hot dogs. I mean, I like cased meats, yes, and I have definitely eaten and enjoyed hot dogs over my lifetime. We'll put it there.
I like caked meats. I love that. All right, Joey Chestnut, who is now the number one guy with the hot dog, the Nathan's
the
hot dog
name.
Eating contest.
Oh, my goodness. That is great.
Chestnut. I know. Chestnut. Let's see how many chestnuts he can eat. Anyway, he had 72 hot dogs this past year. He won for the 10th time. And he tweeted out, it's National Hot Dog Day, and I want it to be known that the hot dog stands are free and independent from the tyranny of the sandwich. He says that hot dogs are not sandwiches, or in his words, they shouldn't be billed as sandwiches. Why do people call them sandwiches? Have you heard hot dogs called as sandwiches?
No.
No. I've never heard that before. So I'm thinking, maybe that's a West Coast thing. He comes from San Jose. I've never heard that before.
I'm thinking the promotion machine went underway and tried to come up with some other reason to get a new hashtag
well,
out there.
Here's what they're saying. They're saying that the Earl of Sandwich intended, when he created this dish, this whole idea of the hot dog, that the buns, they are two separate entities, and that the filling of the bun is what distinguishes sandwiches from the cousins, which would be like the hot dog bun. Ugh, that's ridiculous. So a sandwich is a sandwich with two separate pieces of bread, but a hot dog's not a sandwich because it's a hot dog. It's a piece of bologna, basically.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not a sandwich, period. So I agree with Joey Chestnut, and I'm going to say bingo for that.
Is an Oreo a cookie or a sandwich?
It's a cookie.
Are you sure?
I don't know. It's good. I know that. I'd stay away from them. I try so hard not to eat an Oreo because it leads to too many others. Yeah, it's not. But it's an interesting thing to debate. I totally understand. You don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
Nope, we talked about this one of these.
Yeah, I remember, because you said, no, I don't watch Game of Thrones, I don't do it.
Exactly, that's how I sounded, too.
Even though everybody else in the world does, and probably half the people I know watch it, so I don't watch Game of Thrones. What do you feel, sometimes people feel like they all have to jump on the bandwagon, though, and that becomes, when a show becomes popular. Well, what about if a show's popular, then it goes away. You know, this is the final season. Of course, it's there to just stream eventually. You can stream
like
it for free. Yeah, would you? Will you stream it eventually one day in your life? You think you'd be tempted?
I'm sure I could totally find myself watching that. I haven't exercised all of the comic book movies yet. So give me
because you
few
like
more
those
hours.
The best.
I guess I can't tell what I like best. That's filler time stuff. You know how Netflix does. Come on.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's filler time. It's filler waste time, especially if you do the binge watching thing. Because if you get sucked into that, unless you just have horrific weather or you have other things that are going on.
Some of the new stuff I watched. Orange is the New Black.
I did too. I watched that. I liked it. The ending, crazy, but yes, I liked it.
Unbreakables with Kimmy Schmidt, that's pretty funny.
I like Unbreakables, too. We like some of the same shows, yeah. It's. I like the funny, sarcastic, over-the-top, and that both of those fall into
irreverent
that.
Irreverent.
Fond
descriptions.
Yeah, that's good, irreverent. How about this? Would you be shocked to know that humans have produced 18.2 trillion pounds of plastic since the 50s? You know that's equal in size, they say, I just read this in the USA Today, to 1 billion elephants?
The island's getting bigger, guys.
That's enormous. That is crazy. That doesn't seem good to me. I don't care what environmental study you do. That's nutty. And they say by 2050, another 26.5 trillion pounds will be produced worldwide.
Boo.
That is a boo. That can't be good. That's just not good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's fruits and nuts. I watched the Lomax today, and, yep, it gave me a little sad tear right onto my other country-made pillow.
My country-made pillow. Yeah, it is. That is sad. Especially the comparisons where they try to, where they put into perspective. Okay, so that's a lot. 1 billion elephants. It would also be 80 million blue whales, 822,000 Eiffel towers, and 25,000 Empire State Buildings.
I love it when people do the scale. Let's see what scale we could put it in. I mean, sometimes it's very helpful, but. Yeah. A lot of the times, it's just pretty funny. I mean, you really only need, like, one or two of those, but then there's how many other animals? I mean, it's a good statistic. I just think the concept ends up in a funny way sometimes.
It does end up in a funny way, and it puts it in perspective, like you said. I think it's the image of the elephants is enough for me. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Nathan Reeder.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.